Hello.
Yes, hello. This is Emma from Local Splash. And may I know your name, please?
Cesar Bruno.
Yes, hello, Cesar. We have a scheduled client interview, and this will take about 30 to 40 minutes. Is this a good time for you?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Well, first, I want to thank you for choosing Local Splash. The purpose of our call is for me to gather content and keywords about your company in order to achieve the highest online ranking, okay?
All right.
All right. Now, first and foremost, let's go ahead and select a security question for your business. This question is for your protection. Anytime you call in to request for any major changes in your account, our client services team may ask you for the security question. You have three choices available. It can be your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name. Which one would you like to choose?
City I was born in.
What city is that?
That would be Sinaloa, and it's spelled S-I-N-A-L-O-A. Yeah.
Okay, gotcha. All right. Thank you. So Sinaloa is now your security word. Now,
all right.
Okay, thank you. Now let's go ahead and verify all your business information. If you hear anything that is incorrect, please let me know so I can make the necessary changes, okay?
Okay.
All right. Your business name is C&L Plumbing and Drain Cleaning?
Is on the left.
Yes.
Okay. The address is 501 South Joyner Street in Gibsonville, North Carolina, 27249.
Yes, ma'am.
Perfect. And is this a home address or an office?
Yes.
It's a home address. Okay. And you're receiving your mail on this address, right?
Yes.
All right. Thank you. Now, your phone number your clients will call you, is that the same phone number I called you on?
Yes.
Same. All right. Well, something that comes included in the package is the call tracking number. This will allow you to track and manage all the calls coming in from our marketing campaign. So what we do is we create another number with a local area code and post it online to filter out any type of scam calls or telemarketers. All the calls
okay.
will still be going directly to your number ending in 8553. Would you want us to create a call tracking number for you?
Well, if it's not going to incur any other charges, yeah, why not?
Okay, all right then. Let's go ahead and have that call tracking feature. Would you want a male or a female voice to introduce your business?
That's a good question. What do you think will be best?
Since you're into plumbing, then I'd say a male voice, if that's okay.
Yeah, that's fine.
All right. Someone will actually going to call you to set this up, so you might want to... If you want to check with that guy and see if you're able to listen to both a male and a female voice, you can decide, okay?
All right.
All right, thank you. And Cesar, I believe you don't have a website yet, correct?
No, they said it was going to include one on the package.
Yes.
That's what they told me.
Exactly. Okay, all right, so let's go ahead and select a website name for you. And let's see here. The name of the business is kind of long, but do you want it to appear like C&L Plumbing and Draining and Drain Cleaning .com?
We can do that, or you can do C&L Plumbing. That'll be fine too.
Okay. Well, the shorter the better, because if you will be giving this out to your client, I don't think they'll be able to remember like the whole thing, or if they can, then it's going to be like not so convenient having to type everything. So let's try C&L Plumbing, okay?
All right.
All right, let's see here. And we can have, let's see. We can have C&L Plumbing .co, that's C-O, or .net, or .pro.
What was that termination, that ending on it?
What was that?
What was the ending on those things? That code, what was it?
Yes, .co.net or .pro. We also have like a .com, but that's like the other way around, plumbing C&L, .com. And that's the only .com option that we have.
Let's do, yes, but you think we better .net?
.net, yes.
Yeah.
.net is okay. Alright, so let's go ahead and lock C&L plumbing.net. So if you have to refer someone to your website, then that's going to be it, okay?
Okay.
Alright, thank you. Now, let's see here. Sir, have you heard of Google Workspace?
No, I mean, I had lightly heard about it, but I mean, I'm not exactly 100% sure how that works.
Okay. Well, it's actually a Google product for emails, documents, and calendars. So now that we have a new website domain, you'd be able to use your company's domain as an email address to offer your customers a more professional form of communication. It would also be a great step towards branding your company. Is this something that you would like or you'd be interested in adding to your subscription? It comes with a $99 setup fee, though.
Can I do that like later on?
Yes, of course. Anytime you want to add this in your subscription, then just call us, okay?
Okay.
All right, so for now, your email address is cndldraincleaning@gmail.com?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Please check your emails often as we will send you updates directly to your email. Now, let's go over to the second... Sorry,
give me one sec. Can you give me one second, like 1 minute?
Okay, sure, sure. I'll be waiting for you.
All right, thanks. All right, I'm back.
All right, thank you. Now, let's go ahead and review the keywords. Keywords are the services that consumers are going to be typing online to find your business. So I did my research and found some keywords that are most relevant to your business. I'll read the keywords to you. If any of these does not apply, let me know right away so I can remove it. And if you want to add something, then just let me know, okay?
Okay.
All right. I have plumbing, water heaters, softener systems, repiping, water softening, water heater installation, toilet repair, tankless water heater, bathtub repair, leak repair, copper repiping, PEX plumbing, PEX water lines, drain repair, and drain cleaning.
The only things I'm not going to be dealing with is going to be the water softening and what was the other about softening?
Softener
like,
systems?
Honestly, yeah.
Okay.
Those right there, I mean, they're just too complicated and it's not worth my while. Other than that, everything else sounds about right.
Okay, all right. Thank you. Now, we will be sending over the keywords to you via email, so you'll have time to review it. If you want to make changes, just reply to that email, okay?
All right.
Okay, thank you. Now, the next part is just a couple of quick questions about yourself and the business. so that we can get a better idea of how we are going to market you online. Let's start with what's unique about your business or what sets you apart from your competitors?
It's a hard question because everybody would say the same thing, you know. But the only thing I can tell you would be the professionalism and the one-to-one kind of thing. Like we like to explain our customers. We like to get them as much information about their plumbing so they can be more familiar with what they got, you know, so they know what they have versus I just come and fix something and I get out, you know. It's more like the personal touch.
Okay. So you always somehow let your client know about each step of the process, right?
Yes.
Okay. So there's like a personal connection.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Now, what do customers like about your business? So aside from the things that you have mentioned.
What I have seen is the quality of work and the response time, quick response and good quality of work.
Mm-hmm. Quick response and good quality work. Okay, thank you. Now, would you say your prices are affordable or affordable or competitive?
I would say they're affordable.
Okay. And this is locally owned and operated, right?
Yes.
It is. And do you offer some sort of discounts or promotions?
I would be able to do so on something like, let me think about it.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to offer something, but I'm trying to figure out how to word it out. we can probably do 10% on jobs bigger than like a water heater replace over $1,000. We can do like 10%. Because 10% out of 1,000, that helped, yeah.
Mm-hmm. 10% off for water heater repair,
yeah,
over 1,000.
We can do 10% off water heater replacement.
Okay. Over 8,000. Okay. For as long as it's over $1,000, like the cost would reach 1,000, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Which it normally will.
Mm-hmm.
Water heaters are very expensive.
I see. All right. Thank you. Let's see. What else do we have here? Do you offer free estimates for your work or no?
Like I said, I would do free estimates on, I can do free estimates on water heater replacement and water lines, water mains and sewer mains replacement. I can do free estimates because those are literally like the biggest sellers. But, like everyday kind of thing, you can't really afford it without going broke.
I see. Okay, all right. Thank you. So, right now, do you have a mission statement?
A what?
A mission statement. Like, why did you start this business? What's your mission? What do you aim to do?
Well, I aim to, basically to, for me or for the general public?
General public. So
general public is, I mean, my mission is to provide with the best quality of service for the plumbing industry. So that's what my main goal is.
All right, thank you. So your mission is to provide the best quality service in the plumbing industry. Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Now, do you have a tagline or a slogan? Like an example that I can think of is Nike. So they don't have to say we're Nike. By the time you hear "just do it," you would know it's from Nike. So do you have anything like that? Do you have a tagline?
Well, let me think. See if I can come up with something, because I don't have it. I don't have one, but I mean, I honestly can't think of one right now. You got me.
Not right now. Okay, I know it's something that you would not be expecting for a client interview,
yeah.
But if you ever would come up with one, like maybe a mission statement, an addition, or a tagline or slogan, we're available through text message. You can give us a call, or you can reply to our email and let us know that, hey, I got a tagline or a mission statement now, okay?
Yeah.
All right, thank you. Now, when did you start this business? How many years have you been in business?
In business, I would say about 2 years now, but like altogether, my experience with plumbing is over 16 years, honestly.
Oh.
I've been very doing plumbing science. Right before I turned 18, right around that time is when I started doing plumbing.
Okay, so 16 years, it's a solid experience. Thank you. How many people work with your company? Is this a one-man show, or you have guys helping you do the job?
Well, it's kind of a hybrid. It's a one-man show, but I'm trying to go through the whole legal process of we're here pretty soon, making it at least another 2 to 3 guys more. And it really depends how this starts taking off. It might get into something bigger, yeah?
I see. All right, I got you there. Thank you. And see, well, you work for, is this for residential and commercial, or are you focus on residential only?
I'm focused on residential, but I mean, if some commercial comes along, then I wouldn't frown upon it, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I've done commercial and residential throughout this whole thing. But through my experience, residential is less hurdles, then less waiting time for your money to come in.
I understand, sir. Well, it's commercial, there are a lot of paperwork, so.
Yeah, and then, like I say, waiting time and being that I'll be a small company, then, time is not of the essence at that point in time. It's when it comes down to waiting for your money, you know.
I see. I understand. And let's see. Is this business licensed and insured, or is it not a requirement?
It's licensed. I'm getting the insurance. I'm working on that, getting the insurance. But yeah, it's licensed at this point in time. And the insurance it only takes, an hour or two, and I can get it.
Oh, all right. That's good to hear. Do you have the license number handy?
Let me see. Hold on.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on. I got it somewhere in here. That's
35855. Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
And what are your hours of operation?
Honestly, I would say, I mean, I'm sticking with service, trying to do service, so like 8 through 6 or something like that.
8 a.m. to 6. Is this Monday through Friday?
We can do Monday through Friday, and I mean, Saturday, would it be, you know, something if we choose to put something on Saturday, or is, would it be, you know, I'm going to have to pay my guys a little more for Saturday. So Saturday would be like,
by
you
appointment.
Know, emergency, by appointment, yeah.
Saturday and Sunday by appointment, right?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Do you do emergency services too? Are you available for emergency services?
Yes.
Okay. And what types of payment do you accept?
Right now, I'm set up for cash, check, card, just about anything.
So credit and debit cards too?
Yeah.
What about Zelle, Venmo, PayPal, Cash App?
Those are not set up yet.
Not yet. Okay, that's okay.
So
now, sorry, go ahead.
So the only things I'm set up right now is going to be cash and, you
cash
know, credit
and
debit. Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Cash, check, and cards. Right, thank you. And sir, based on your previous conversation, it looks like you had, or is this account? Hold on, let me see here. I know this is not, oh yes. It looks like you had like a previous Google business profile, but I tried checking for it. I'm not seeing it. Do you still have access to your Google business profile, or shall we go ahead and create one for you?
I don't have access because, like I say, there was supposed to be somebody working on it, but they never really
mm-hmm.
got back to me. So I don't know what's the deal with that. And they claimed
okay.
it was going to take like 3 months. And before that, I was supposed to see something, you know, happening, but I haven't seen nothing. Like the only customers that I had gotten all those last 2 months, it would have been from Yelp or Home Advisor, whatnot.
Mm, I see.
Those are
right.
a little expensive to keep up with them.
Mm-hmm. But don't worry, sir. We'll go ahead and create a Google business profile for you, and we will also optimize it. But we will be needing your help in this. So what will going to happen is you'll be receiving a postcard in about 5 to 7 days to the address
mm-hmm.
that we have verified earlier. It will contain a 6-digit PIN code. When you receive that postcard, you either have to give us a call or send us a text or an email letting us know that you already have the PIN code so we can verify you with Google as a legitimate business. You will also have the option to enter the 6-digit code on your client dashboard. Or there are like a couple of times we will have an option to verify you over the phone. So if that's going to be an option, I'll be calling you back in 10 minutes so I can send a code via text. And all you have to do is really read the code from your cell phone. But if you will not going to hear anything from me, that means you have to look out for that postcard, okay?
All right.
All right. Thank you. And sir, I understand your business is primarily located in Gibson or Gibsonville, but for your Google business profile, do you have any cities you would like to specifically target?
I mean, I would like to get, the cities that I'm familiar with would be like Maven, Burlington, Elon, Greensboro, High Point, Jamestown, and Winston-Salem.
Winston-Salem. All right. Thank you. So how, if we'll convert it to radius, how far are you willing to go to serve or offer your services? 30, 50 miles?
I would say with the current situation, about 30, 35, somewhere around there.
Okay,
thank
you.
Because gas prices are crazy.
I see. I understand. Yes, we can feel it too. All right, thank you, though. And sir, your Google business profile also gives you an option to interact with your customers through messaging. So if we were going to turn this on, your
mm-hmm.
client will be able to like send service requests or ask you questions and even ask to set appointments via text messages. Would you want
no.
to turn this on, or do you want to receive phone calls instead?
Well, that'd be fine because nowadays, you know, we got a lot of young people that like to do that. So, okay, we can turn it on. And exactly. I don't mind texting any of the customers, so I'm okay with it.
All right. Well, that's really a good choice. So thank you. And now that I have gathered all your information, I will be sending it to our provisioning or our editing team, and we have two options for you. The first option is to optimize your business for the best leads from the top directories or top websites such as Google, FB, and Yelp. The second option is to place your business into all public directories online, though many of which are actually known to feed directly to telemarketing campaigns, so we always suggest that we go with the first option since we are able to customize depending on what your business needs and the most important websites. Does the first option work for you?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Now, if you want to go public later on, just let us know and we can always change this to public, okay?
All right.
And do you have a business Facebook page already?
No, I do not.
You do not. Do you want us to create one for you?
Yeah, that'd be fine. Give me one small second. I'm so sorry.
Sure. It's okay.
All right, I'm back. Sorry.
Okay, perfect. No problem, sir. So, yes, since we'll be creating a business Facebook page for you, then once it's created, we will need to add you as an admin. In order for us to do that, we will be needing your personal Facebook URL. Is that something that you can give me right now? Do you have your Facebook app?
I do, but how does that work? Like, would that be linked to it, or should I make another page, or what's the deal?
No, we will take care of creating another page, and once that has been created, then we will add you as an admin, so you can post and manage the content or the post of that Facebook page.
Uh-huh. All right. I don't know if I have all the information right now.
But do you have a Facebook app?
Yeah.
Do you have Facebook, right? And you have Facebook app. Okay. Let me walk you through on getting the thing that I need so we can add you as an admin.
Okay.
All right. So open the Facebook app and then go to your profile. So you go to your profile by clicking the 9 dots at the bottom, like the one beside notification. There's like menu. So click the menu.
Let me get to it. Hold on.
Mm-hmm.
All right. All right. So where do I find those dots, you say?
Yes. At the bottom, you will see home, watch, groups, notification, and menu, right? On your Facebook
yeah.
app? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Please click on menu.
Okay. All right.
And then see your profile. So you would see there your name on top, and then it says see your profile. So click on that.
All right, hold on. I'm on my profile right now. Where do I go from there?
Okay, so from your profile, I need you to, do you see the add to story, edit profile,
yeah.
and the three dots? Click on the three
yeah.
dots.
Okay.
And then below, right. at the bottom, you will see your profile link.
Okay.
All right. I need you to please send it over. Just copy the link and then go to your messages and then send it over to us via text message.
All right. Hold on.
Do you have our phone number?
I think I do. I want to look in there.
Okay.
The only one is a 714. That's the one I got.
No, that should be 877.
No, I don't have that one, but let me see. I can probably do it from that call. 877, you say?
Yes, and then 635.
All right, hold on, let me just create a message. So, 87, you say 87 what?
Yes, 877.
Uh-huh.
635.
Okay.
6225.
Can you repeat those numbers again?
Yes, definitely. 877.
Mm-hmm.
635.
6225. 6225. Okay. All right. All right. Send it to the number. Hopefully you will get it.
Let me refresh. Hold on. And let's see here. I get the link. Thank you so much. All right. So... actually, sir, that's going to be it. Let me just tell you in what to expect next, okay?
All right.
So there will be a few emails from us in the next few days, so please diligently check your emails. As I mentioned earlier, the first email will be the keywords email. Please review All right. them, and if you want to make any changes, just reply to that email. Also, do you have a logo already?
I do have one. Where should I submit it?
Yes. We will be sending, like, the second email will be the photos email. So if you have a logo or pictures of your completed work, then you can reply mm-hmm. to the photos email. You can add up to 20 pictures in that email, including your logo. Just let us know that this one is my logo so we can tag it appropriately, okay?
Okay.
All right. The third email will be the email to your login credentials, the email containing your login credentials to your client dashboard. So with your client dashboard, you'll be able to track and manage your company's online performance. You can also log in from anywhere since it's mobile friendly. And it will also show you how many calls and clicks you're receiving, what keywords mm-hmm. customers are using to find you, as well as the directories will list your business on. The fourth and last email will be the call tracking email. So with this email, you will see the number that we have chosen for you to promote, as well as where to view the reporting for the call tracking number. You'd also have an option to track and manage your phone calls, block any unnecessary calls, and manage any calls that will benefit your business. Now, let me tell you more about the time frame and what to expect. With Local Slash, your online information will be monitored and corrected on a daily basis. Your website should be up in just 5 to 7 days. We will also submit your business information and the content we created to directories. And we will optimize your Google business profile once it has been verified. You should see maximum results within 30 to 45 days. And don't forget that you can always visit your dashboard to see your listings, create posts, and update content. Now, it's very important that as we will be promoting and optimizing your business, it will, of course, benefit you with more online presence, but it would also lead to a lot of telemarketing calls or scam calls. So please know that any solicitor calls or text messages requesting for extra money to verify you or to complete your Google business profile are all fraud or scam calls. So if you have any questions, again, we're available to text. You can also email us, or you can simply give us a call. We highly suggest you do so before you respond to any questionable requests that you might receive, okay?
Okay.
All right, Cesar, this concludes our interview. I thank you for your patience and for taking the time to answer all my questions. Do you have any questions that I can help you out with?
No, you say, one question is like, when should I expect like any type of calls from like people to be able to search me and find me and, you know, eventually give me a call and say, hey, I found you, I need this and that.
Well, for the good question first. So for the Google Business Profile, remember the postcard I mentioned earlier, the verification code that will contain the PIN code. So we will start creating your Google Business Profile, but you will have, again, it's either I'll call you, but if I'm not going to have that option to give you a call after this call, then you will have to look out for that postcard, which will take 5 to 7 days. By the time we receive it, that's the time we can verify you with Google. And once you're verified, that's the time people will start seeing you in Google. And that's the time you will start receiving phone calls. So I'd say roughly like in less than 10 business days or once you get the PIN code.
Okay.
All right. Any other questions?
That's it, babe.
All right, well, this concludes our interview, Cesar. You already have our phone number. If you have any questions, we're available from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m., Monday through Fridays. And please look out for emails and text messages, and we will also call you in the next few weeks to update your interview, the progress of your campaign. Once again, Local Splash wants to thank you, and we look forward to a successful relationship with you and your company. Stay safe and happy weekend.
You too, thank you.
You're welcome. Bye now.
All right. Bye-bye.